Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70. All right. Well, we've got our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
I am Starlight Darling Cosplay. I am a local cosplayer here to the Seminole area, and I am actually one of our cosplay panelists and one of the costume judges today at Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I apologize that you're obviously having to hold the headset, but
it's perfectly fine.
And anybody who has worked in cosplay knows that
you got to make it work.
It's a weird world because
the
characters aren't built to live in modern society.
No.
So before we get into your cosplay experience, mm-hmm. let's talk about your costume.
So today I'm cosplaying Rin Tosaka from Fate Stay Night, and I did make most of this myself.
Very cool.
So my armor is actually made out of Warbla, which was a huge learning curve and experience. it was the first time I actually made anything out of it.
I was going to guess.
And this
from,
is about my
from
fourth
the learning experience, it seemed like that must have been.
This was my fourth try, what I have on now. And the wig is a huge pain. But Rin's one of my favorite characters, so I do just about every outfit that she has, and I'm working on more.
Okay. the goal is to do all of them, right? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's another iteration of Rin that is Ishtar in the new Fate Grand Order game.
Okay.
And I'm working on her costumes, too.
Okay.
so just a little bit of a fan of the series.
Sure.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
All right.
That's okay. One of our cosplayers has like 8 different versions of Princess Peach. I gotcha.
you just find a character that you love and that you relate to, and you stick with it. And
definitely.
That just becomes a part of your brand and who you are. And
how long have you been cosplaying?
So I'm going on about 6 years of making my own stuff. There's a couple years before that where I just kind of bought things, but from making them for about 6 years now.
Okay. And what got you interested in cosplay?
I just went to a convention and just kind of fell in love with the whole atmosphere and everyone pulling out all these really awesome costumes. And I was like, I want to be a part of that. That looks awesome, and I want to do that. And so I just did. I sat down, and I taught myself how to sew. I've never had any lessons. Everything I do, I teach myself completely.
Okay.
And it's been a great experience, and I've met so many new people, and I've learned so many skills that, you know, I never thought it would be something I'd be doing. And
what is your favorite type of thing to work on in cosplay?
So I love anything that is big and poofy and sparkly.
Okay.
So I do a lot of big, poofy, sparkly skirts and dresses.
Okay.
And I love using rhinestones, and I use a lot of glitter tulle. And, anyone that'll go on my Facebook or my Instagram will just see all of these big, poofy skirts. And
sparkly.
And sparkly, yes. One of the costumes that I just finished is actually the Valentine's Day outfit for Rin.
Oh.
And the skirt is sequin fabric, so it is super sparkly. There's rhinestones on everything. And, go big or go home. The more sparkles, the better. The bigger the skirt, the better.
I love it.
And obviously, again, since you're having to hold the headphones, we've got a good shot of your gloves.
Yes.
Which are also sparkly.
Also sparkly, yes. Any chance to use anything sparkly, I'm all over it.
What is the biggest challenge that you have encountered in building your own stuff?
Figuring out how I'm going to get it to the con.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have one costume where I made a very large pair of wings out of silk flowers, and then I realized I had to fly to the convention.
Oh.
And that was
no.
I was like, I don't know how this is gonna work, but I found someone with a suitcase big enough, and I shoved him in and
wow,
made it work. And with all of my big skirts, that's always a challenge of how am I gonna get this there.
Wow.
and you just find ways to make it happen. But that's really been the biggest challenge, is just traveling.
Yeah.
Sure.
And a roundabout number, how many outfits do you think you've worked on for yourself?
Oh, ooh, boy. Easily 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long does it take you to complete on average? I know they're different.
On average, probably 150 hours.
Okay.
There's some that I've spent more on. There's some that I've pulled out in a weekend.
Fair enough.
They definitely range.
Yeah, but on average, especially if I'm having to make a petticoat, it can hit 100 hours real quick.
Okay. Wow.
And that's one of the things that people who don't cosplay don't necessarily understand.
Yeah.
Is that that's a full month of full-time work.
Yes, it is. And I'm trying to fit it in when I come home from work in the evenings, sure, and on the weekends, because I work a 9-to-5 job during, mm-hmm, the week, and... You know, people are like, hey, can you come out this weekend? I'm trying to finish a costume.
Yeah, definitely. And how was the process of becoming a cosplayer to now being a judge at one of these conventions?
You know, it's just really putting in the time and the hard work to get your costumes to a point where, you know, people look up to you and say, I want to be like that. Then there's also a networking component of just going out and meeting people and, you know, doing that can go a long way.
Definitely. Sure. And you must feel honored to actually be a judge on judging other people's work.
Oh, of course. It's always an honor to be trusted with that responsibility.
Definitely. Wow.
It's also, it can be a little intimidating.
Yes, it is.
Obviously, depending on the size of the event.
It's always intimidating, matter what. Because,
for sure,
you know, people are looking to you for feedback on their costume. And that in and of itself is scary, because I've competed in many contests. And, you know, it's always completely intimidating to have to get up there in front of people and show off your hard work.
Sure.
It's one thing to just walk around the convention, but to actually get up there on stage, that really takes a level of bravery.
Definitely.
And so I applaud all of those people.
And to stand in front of people whose job it is to, mm-hmm, judge what they're looking at.
Yeah.
That adds a whole,
oh yeah,
a whole level to it.
It really does.
And is this your first year at this convention?
So I've actually been at this convention since it first started.
Okay.
So I guess this is 4 years, I want to say.
Something like that.
Have you always
took
cosplayed?
Last year off, it's hard to get a bearing on it.
But yeah, I've always cosplayed to it. And last year, I was also one of the panelists and a judge at the contest.
Okay.
So definitely very honored to be back again for it.
That's awesome.
Obviously happy with the results.
Yes.
To have you back.
Yes.
So how many, I always love to ask cosplayers, how many events do you go to in an average year?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I do a little math in my head here. Probably for me, about 6 now.
Okay.
I used to go to a lot more, but recently, just with job things, I've just had to really prioritize what I want to go to. So I probably hit about 6 or so conventions in a year.
Okay. That's, interestingly, at about 6 to 8 years, that's about the number that I find. You're like, all right, I can't be doing this all day, every day. I'm going to have to.
As well as preparing something for each of them.
Yeah. And I've really backed down on how much I've been making, because when I first started, it was just churning out as many as I could, you, mm-hmm, know, bringing 3 or 4 new different ones to each event. And now I'm like, let's just focus on 1 or 2 big builds for the year and do it right.
Definitely.
And put all the extra details in it. And
get all the shiny, sparkly, poofy.
And big. Mm-hmm.
Get it right. Make sure that it's the thing that you want it to be.
Yeah. And that's just a part, I think, of, in general, the evolution of being a cosplayer, mm-hmm, is when you're starting, it's new and shiny and fun, and you just want to do everything and do it all the time.
Uh-huh.
And as you mature into it, you realize, let's just pick a couple things and let's really do it right and let's really do justice to this character and let's pick the events that really mean something that we want to go to. So,
for sure. So what's your favorite event that you've been to?
My favorite?
From a cosplay standpoint.
Definitely KatsuCon up in the D.C. area.
And so what's that like?
It is absolutely huge, and it's at the Gaylord up there, and so the venue is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I don't think there's really an area with bad lighting, so it is perfect for pictures.
Photo shoot.
And it's everyone brings their biggest and their best costumes out to it, and it's really a good place to meet people who have some obscure interests. Mm-hmm. So last year I brought a costume with me that I didn't think anyone was going to know what I was from. And I have actually made some of the best friends from bringing that costume.
Okay.
And I thought no one was even going to know who I was.
Okay.
So it's a really great event for those little things.
Sure.
And it's just fun to get out of state and that opportunity to just meet new people.
For
That's
sure.
That's awesome.
I always enjoy doing cons out of the state and interact with a community that's not necessarily your everyday community.
Yeah.
So obviously in Florida, the cosplay community is tight enough that the first guest we had on was on our cosplay show a couple of months ago. Like, it's totally on accident. So it's tight enough that, you know, we kind of all know each other in one way or another.
Yeah.
But to get out of your little circle, to get out of Florida is always fun. I enjoy going to AWA and shows like that.
I was there last year.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, so was I.
Planning to go back this year.
So it's always fun to get out of your circle and experience.
Yes, it definitely is.
Things and people who are not the ones you see at every con you go to.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you mentioned you've got social media.
Yes.
If people want to follow you, how can they do that?
So you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching Starlight Darling Cosplay. My actual Instagram handle is CL Darling, but I have it typed in there that you can find it under Starlight Darling. Someone else had taken it when I went to go sign up, so I was like, oh, what are we going to do now? But you can still find me by searching there.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking
to
us
today.
Thank
you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely.
We appreciate talking to you.
And enjoy the cosplay contest later.
Thank you.
Bye.